Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows around 62. High of 91 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House Rules Committee meeting today to prepare the Inflation Reduction Act for a debate on Friday on the House floor. The $740 billion measure includes nearly $20 billion for climate-smart farming practices, as well as additional incentives for renewable power, biofuels, and forestry. Democratic leaders expressing confidence that the bill will pass the House, then head on to the President for his signature. Consumer advocates joining food industry groups and state regulators in saying the FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine should be included in a review of FDA's food safety programs being conducted by the Reagan-Udall Foundation. In a letter yesterday, the groups urged FDA Commissioner Robert Califf to expand the review to add CVM, noting that every element of the CVM program relates to the food system and food safety, includes the drug approval program for food animals, which must ensure the safety of drug residues in human food, and the regulation of animal feed, which can affect human and animal health. The review announced last month includes the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, the Office of Food Response and Policy, and relevant parts of the Office of Regulatory Affairs, the FDA said. Organizations on the letter include the Consumer Brand Association, the Food Industry Association, Environmental Defense Fund, Consumer Reports, and the Association of Food and Drug Officials. They repeat the call for Califf to appoint a deputy commissioner to lead a unified food program. And ocean-going vessels arriving and leaving three ports in Odessa thanks to the Safe Passage Agreement, according to Ukraine's Deputy Ag Minister. He says he believes the country can export $20 billion worth of corn, wheat, and sunflower and other commodities this year. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
All new for 22, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. They have a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive and a pair of Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000 new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, USD 383 Director of Business Services Lou Faust said the district has more than 100 positions open right now, including paraprofessionals, food service workers, bus drivers, and custodians. At its meeting on Tuesday, the Kansas Board of Education approved the district's request for $7.2 million in elementary and secondary school emergency relief money, part of which will be used for the program. The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that around 5:10 p.m. yesterday, crews were called to the area of Northwest I-235 in Wichita after Calvin Micklenburg, 28, of Lawrence, was heading south on the ramp from I-135 to I-235 northbound. While on the ramp, KHP said Micklenburg suffered a possible medical condition causing his 2012 Toyota Sienna to drive off the road and into the guardrail. Micklenburg was rushed to St. Francis Hospital in Wichita with suspected serious injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Just after 3:10 p.m. yesterday, emergency crews were called to the area of I-35 and the Shawnee Mission Parkway with reports of a three-vehicle crash. It was reported that Yale El Mera Delgado, 19, of Shawnee, told officials he fell asleep at the wheel when his 2011 Dodge Avenger went off the road and hit a legally parked 2004 Acura TL and its driver, Bradle Travis Small, 29, of Kansas City, as he attempted to change a tire. The Avenger then came to stop only after it hit a 2017 Ford Transit van driven by Connor Anthony Price, 23, of Lee's Summit. According to officials, Mera Delgado and Small were taken to a local hospital with suspected minor injuries. Hutchinson Public Schools Board of Education board members have approved a pay increase for bus drivers contracted through Durham School Services. Both district administrators and board members supported the increase as bus staff provided a crucial service to the district and the increase would lead to the recruitment and retainment of staff. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol says a 57-year-old man is dead following a family dispute in Murrell County. On Monday around 6:30 p.m., NSP troopers and investigators responded to a home near Broadwater, about 50 miles southeast of Scott's Bluff, at the request of the Murrell County Sheriff's Office. NSP said Rodney Bennett had been shot and killed. The Murrell County Sheriff's Office arrested Rodney's son, 29-year-old Joseph Bennett, for first-degree murder. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating to determine what led up to the shooting. An autopsy has been ordered. A 20-year-old Grand Island man is facing a distribution charge after police found drugs on him. Grand Island police arrested Austin Swader Jr. Monday night at a home in the 200 block of South Sycamore Street. Police located Swader Jr. in possession of a large amount of marijuana, drug packaging, a scale, and a large amount of cash. He was transported to the Hall County Department of Corrections. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved several upcoming events, including the K-State Marching Band Festival with area high schools at Marysville Friday, August 19th. Upwards of 800 band members are expected, with day-long rehearsals and then a public performance of pregame and halftime shows by the Kansas State Band and high school students, joining in a finale at Landolph Family Sports Complex. The Pony Express Gravel Dash, Saturday, September 10th, with 300 riders expected for a 7:30 a.m. departure downtown, and the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K departing at 8 a.m. that day. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is hosting a squirrel jam in the Marysville City Park again this year, Sunday, September 18th. The ordinance regarding utility vehicle operation on city streets, which was adopted in 2019, was reviewed with recommendation that it also include gas-powered golf carts and a flag be installed on each that would be a foot above the canopy. Operation would continue to remain limited to daylight hours. A request for demolition reimbursement assistance was approved for House 905 Calhoun. An ordinance regarding water conservation policy and procedures was approved as presented. Engineers were present to continue discussion regarding updates to the city's sewage lagoon facility. They noted surveys indicating that current usage is running nearly 80% of capacity, with a suggestion that accommodation may be considered that would expand capacity by an additional 15%. Future demand expansion options were also outlined, including expansion from 12 to 18 acres for a new lagoon cell that would significantly increase capacity at an additional cost of some $300,000 to $500,000. No final decisions were made, with engineers to return with additional engineering and cost estimates. Council was asked for consensus to continue restoration of the brick wall at the south of the Kester Block. A private gift of $30,000, as well as around $5,000 from Pony Up funds, would fund about half of the expected cost. Work could not begin until May 2023. It was agreed the project should be continued. Approval was given for purchase of a dump trailer for Cemetery and Parks from Travelong of Waterville at a cost of $15,000. After a lengthy discussion, consensus was to seek approval for available staff that would allow extending opening of the city pool on weekends. Mayor Jason Barnes brought up the lack of daycare availability. A back-and-forth discussion regarding the options and potential grant funding drew various comments, and consensus was to look into other similar-sized communities and explore creative partnerships that have been used. The need for additional workforce housing also came up several times during the conversation. Two Seneca landowners are challenging a Planning Commission recommendation for a zoning change that will allow expansion of Ag Partners Cooperative Complex, the west edge of Seneca. Brett Olson and Ashley Nordis filed a petition for judicial review with the Nemahal County District Court, citing negative health consequences and economic damages that would result from issuance of a conditional use permit for the project proposed off U.S. Highway 36. The Seneca City Attorney reportedly does not believe there is merit to the suit in his response. American Red Cross Bloodmobile will be in Axtell at the Community Building in Legion Hall Thursday, August 11th, noon until 6. For appointments, phone Donna Rottinghouse, 785-799-6083, or go online to redcrossblood.org. Walk-ins welcome as well Thursday, noon to 6.
On Wednesday, August 10th, Marysville City Water Department will be shutting off water to repair a leak at the USDA ASCS building starting approximately at 8 a.m. Those affected include the Travel Lodge Motel, USDA ASCS building, the Marysville Christian Fellowship, and Taco Bell. Please make arrangements to save water for drinking purposes if needed.
Janice F. Swartz, age 86, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday at her home in Lawrence. Cremation is planned with celebration of life to be held at a later date. Interment in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janice Swartz.
Stephen Leroy Reedy, age 79, of Goldsboro, North Carolina, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday, August 7th. Funeral services will be on Saturday, August 13th at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Private interment will be held at St. John's Catholic Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests donations to support St. John's Church and School in Hanover. Robert Bob Griswold, 86, passed away Monday, August 8th. Funeral service will be 10 a.m. Monday, August 15th at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, Marysville. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation will be Sunday, August 14th from noon to 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville. Family will receive friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Griswold. John Anthony Hynek, 92, of Hanover, passed away Monday, August 8th. Funeral service will be Monday, August 15th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial will be in the Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, August 14th at Hanover Mortuary, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Vigil service follows at 7 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church. A memorial fund has been established to St. John's Catholic Church. Contributions may be sent in care of the Hanover Mortuary. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Hynek.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa. The lower to upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the low 60s, the mid 60s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Thursday as well with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa. Warming up throughout Nebraska with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s, the mid to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Clear skies Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and dry throughout the weekend, and temperatures will rise. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
There's a housing crisis going on in rural America, a barn owl housing crisis, that is. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 10th. It is the 222nd day of the year, and actress Angie Harmon has a birthday. As old wood barns disappear from the rural landscape, the favored shelter of barn owls is disappearing as well. Surging populations of rodents and small mammals are a reminder of the valuable services those feathered predators perform. The need for owl housing is in such demand that a new building industry has taken off. Artificial owl homes. The large elevated boxes provide a cool nesting spot where farm buildings or hollow trees are in short supply. And the owls seem to love them, making themselves at home as fast as the structures can be set up. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about wildlife at almanac.com.
Ladies' Night Out is August 12th, with Squirrels Just Wanna Get Groovy. A invitation from these participating businesses.
Hi, friends. Lori at the Garden of Eden here. We're looking forward to you guys coming out drinking drinks with us. We're going to be making our famous bulldogs. Lots of games going on. Lots of savings. Candles, jewelry, other items haven't really decided yet. Might even change my mind as the night goes on. Come out. It's a good time. Ladies, you don't want to miss it. It's the best night in Marysville.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The Kester House Museum is excited to see everyone at Ladies Night Out August 12th. Stop by and check out the gardens and our new zero entry located on the west side of the brick wall. The entry and new landscaping were all made possible by your generous contributions at our annual Pony Up Match Day. Say hi to the Kester House Foundation board members and volunteers. Have fun, shop local, and get groovy Ladies Night Out August 12th.
Hey, it's Lori and Lori from the Wagon Wheel. We are really excited for Squirrels Just Want to Get Groovy coming up Friday night. Can't wait to see everyone.
All right, ladies, when you come in and you register here and get started, we are going to have some drink specials. We'll have some go-go juice, a far-out mimosa, and a psychedelic spirit. Also, as far as food goes, if you come in and show us your game ticket, we'll give you 10% off your ticket for the evening. Hope everybody has fun. Can't wait to see ya.
CNC Hair Company in Marysville is excited to see everyone down at Squirrels Just Want to Get Groovy, August 12th. Love to have you stop by and chat and see what they all offer, including cuts, coloring, waxing, and extensions. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 4 to 8, and Wednesday, 9 to 5. We can fit your style. Can't wait to see everyone August 12th.
Shopping local makes a difference. Listening local makes all the difference. Find us on air, online, and on demand. Take us along at home, at work, or on the road. KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs have made another addition to help strengthen their defensive line heading into the season. On Tuesday afternoon, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported the Chiefs and veteran defensive tackle Danny Shelton agreed to terms on a one-year deal. This move comes after the Kansas City Chiefs signed defensive end Carlos Dunlap to a one-year $8 million deal on July 28th. Shelton played 13 games with the Giants in 2021, and the Chiefs will be the fifth team he has played for during his eight-year career. Shelton did win a Super Bowl as a member of the New England Patriots in 2018. In Topeka, drivers and racing fans alike are revving up their engines and set to fly around the Heartland Motorsports track over the weekend with the Menards NHRA Nationals. The Menards NHRA Nationals, presented by Pet Armor, will start this Friday at Heartland Motorsports Park, 7530 Southwest Topeka Boulevard. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
We know it's hot outside in July, so Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino is cranking up the cold.
Hard cash.
Aggressive rollovers and cash drawings every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
And that's just the beginning.
Saturday, July 30th, someone will win a brand new Jeep Cherokee and
aggressive rollover
with a minimum of $16,000.
It's a grand total of more than $100,000 in cash this July.
Plus, our indoor water park is always 72 degrees.
Don't get beat by the heat.
Come win cold, hard cash.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
Highway 77 in Newkirk,
where the winners play.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Royals and the White Sox played a doubleheader yesterday in Kansas City. First game went to the Royals. Royals won 4-2. Second game went to Chicago. The White Sox beat the Royals 3-2 to split a doubleheader. The Wichita Wind Surge extended their win streak to 5 games after defeating the Corpus Christi Hooks by a score of 9-2. Cody Funderburk started the series opener for the Wind Surge. After giving up 2 runs in the third, Funderburk was relieved by Denny Bentley. Bentley recorded the win to improve to 5-0 on the season. And KU volleyball coach Ray Bouchard has announced that they will be retiring the jerseys of Anise Havali and Kelsey Payne during the upcoming season. Havali, who attended KU from 14 to 17, was a 3-time All-American and back-to-back Big 12 setter of the year. Payne also played for the Jayhawks from 14 to 17 and was a 2-time AVCA first-team All-American and the 2016 Big 12 Player of the Year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now, is what I'm doing. The negatives come in from our Kansas City plant for me, and then I do the process and make the printing plates for the machines that does the printing on the outside and inside of the envelope. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits. My husband and I, we liked living in Marysville, and Marysville's a really good community to live in.
Tension Envelope is now hiring. Head on over to their website, tensioncorp.com, to see their open positions and applications.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Add a flurry of flowers to the summer landscape with low-maintenance Annabelle hydrangeas. These hardy shrubs provide lots of beauty with minimal care. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Annabelle-type hydrangeas prefer partial shade and tolerate full sun if the soil is kept moist. Their large white blooms make them a standout in the shade garden. Combine these shrubs with other shade plants like hostas, ferns, and astilbes. Extend your enjoyment by leaving the dried flowers on the plants for winter. Add a bit of color with the Invincible Spirit series. These Annabelle types produce large pink flowers no matter the soil pH. Treat them as you would other Annabelle-type hydrangeas and enjoy the extra color. Avoid floppy growth with proper pruning. Cut all the stems back to 15 inches above the ground during the dormant season. Take about half of these stems back to ground level. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Today we don't think much of hopping on an interstate to zip from one location to the next. A century ago, national highways were just beginning, and it often required a major effort to construct one. That was the case for a road, dubbed a trail, that led from Massachusetts to Washington State. There's quite a story behind it, and is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
At the age of 14 in 1880, Michael Dowling was caught in a blizzard while herding cattle. Frostbite caused him to lose both legs from below the knee, one arm, and the fingers on his remaining hand. He never considered himself handicapped, though, becoming an educator, businessman, and later speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives in 1901.
One of his major initiatives was the Yellowstone Trail. The Yellowstone Trail is one of the first three coast-to-coast highways. It's the precursor to the modern highway system.
The other two national routes were the Lincoln and Jefferson highways. But Scott Tedrick says the Yellowstone Trail, as it was known, was more of a grassroots affair.
Whereas the others were much more top-down in their approach, you had this sort of cooperative effort between communities that would go and hold trail days and actually go out there and build the trail.
The work began in 1912. A route with its two ends in Massachusetts and Washington State.
They were able to build the 3,600-mile coast-to-coast trail in under 10 years without the involvement of the federal government, purely as a community-building exercise.
While many people backed the effort, Dowling is regarded as one of the key figures in helping establish the important route.
Galing would prove to be its greatest champion. There's a book called We Blaze the Trail that talks about him taking a three-car motorcade with his family from Minneapolis to Yellowstone Park and literally blazing the trail over Virgin Prairie and whatnot.
Today, Scott and many others work to share the story of the historic Yellowstone Trail, and you can still find some sections of the road labeled as such, and many communities along the route promoting the old yet important road that linked the two coasts. Traveling the countryside in Olivia, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
One of the most important nutrients for livestock. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The quality of their drinking water has an effect on health, reproduction, and growth as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ponds and creeks provide a convenient source of drinking water for livestock, but they can also serve as a reservoir for disease organisms and toxins. If your animals are showing signs of gastrointestinal upset, salivation, and have difficulty walking, you might want to test the water. David Fernandez is an extension livestock specialist at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. He says there are four contaminants to watch for.
I'd be looking at salinity or total dissolved solids, nitrogen levels, and in particular looking at nitrates and nitrites, bacteria, and then blue-green algae. If those weren't really what came up, I'd be thinking about some accidental sources of contamination like petroleum spills or pesticide spills or fertilizer spills, but you wouldn't really test for those so much in the water as you would look for evidence of that having happened around the water.
Bacteria often develop when animals are loafing in the pond. Nitrates come from fertilizer runoff, and if it converts to nitrites, can prevent oxygen from being carried in the blood. High salinity or saltiness can upset the animal's water balance and even cause death.
Once we start getting above about 5,000 parts per million, you can start having problems with your animals not wanting to drink. It may not be safe for calves or pregnant females. And then anything over 7,000 parts per million, you really need to avoid. And over 10,000 would be unsafe and shouldn't be used at all.
Fernandez says to take a water sample to your local extension office and have them test it. He recommends testing twice a year. Once when the water quality is best, which tends to be when levels are high from fresh rainfall, and the other time would be usually in late summer when water levels are low and the animals have been loafing in it. Learn more about water quality for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Something changing with your student school meals. School meals will no longer be free to all families unless they apply and qualify for free and reduced price meals. Nutrition is an important part of learning. Kansas schools and child nutrition staff work hard to ensure students have access to tasty and nutritious meals each school day. Applying for free and reduced price meals is fast and easy. To learn more and see if your household qualifies, contact your local school today.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
American agriculture is invited to help fix global hunger long term. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
David Beasley is seeking long-term elimination of hunger around the world. In a recent podcast from the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, the executive director of the United Nations World Food Program says the entire U.S. agribusiness community could pitch in by providing resources to farmers in countries where hunger is rampant.
You've got to be willing to go into some of these countries and be willing to tell your shareholders that we need to be a little more long-term, make a little bit less money to invest for stability, and it will reap the benefits down the road.
Beasley is not looking for overnight success.
It takes a while to change a culture. And if we do that, we'll end hunger in these countries. I know it because I've seen the spirit of the entrepreneurial spirit of the poorest of the poor. They have a lot to teach us. In addition, we have a lot to help them with.
Beasley suggests that the hand-up approach is more effective than the hand-out.
Charity and this type of support is very good, but it's not the long-term solution. You know, obviously, give a fish or teach somebody how to fish.
Beasley returns in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, June export data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation shows pork export volumes 8% lower than the same time that we had seen last year. As the National Pork Board's Vice President of International Market Development, Courtney Knupp, says they don't let that number discourage them overall.
You have to realize global pork trade right now is down 10 to 12% in total. So the fact that our exports are down less than that is a win, considering the entire pie has shrunk. You know, even though China is not importing the large number of primals that they have in the past, they're still hugely valuable for the variety meats that they're bringing in.
She says the country that imports the highest amount of U.S. pork continues to be Mexico, with an increase by near 18% in volume and 12% in value year to date through the month of June.
They continue to purchase large numbers of ham, which is a product we really need to add value to through the export market. Our partnership with the U.S. Meat Export Federation has invested heavily, especially in this primal. They've been doing a campaign called Pure Pork, and we don't just want to be only for further processing.
Finally, she goes on to say that programs like the National Pork Board started in Mexico have become the framework for other countries trading as well.
Pork trucks, which are mobile food trucks for sampling outside of retail and food service, have been taken to other Central American and South American countries, do a lot of fabrication and merchandising work, which is showing how you can break down the carcass in ways to produce either new cuts or higher value cuts.
Total June exports for the month totaled near 219,000 metric tons, valued at near $649.9 million. June year-to-date performance showed the Dominican Republic volume increased by near 46% as well, and value increased by near 52%. You can visit more online for more information at porkcheckoff.org. That again was Courtney Knupp with the National Pork Board. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty at Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Sport. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty at Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty at Ford today or start online at RustyAtFord.com. You go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty at Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. America's beef exports remained on a red-hot pace during June, topping $1 billion for the fifth time this year. Data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation also shows that pork exports stayed below last year's total during June. Lamb exports, though, continued to trend a bit higher.
June beef exports reached 130,600 metric tons, down slightly from the record volume posted in May, but up 16% year-over-year, the fourth largest on record. June's export value, $1.05 billion, slightly down from May's record, but 31% higher than last year. Beef export value through the first 6 months, $6.19 billion, and June's pork exports totaled 219,100 metric tons, 8% lower than last year, valued $649.9 million. June lamb exports rose 56% compared to 2021, 1,700 metric tons. Over 50% of the U.S. was in at least some level of drought for the fourth straight week. U.S. Drought Monitor said the combination of extreme heat, low rainfall, pulling moisture from plants and the soil. The western U.S., especially California, remained in a drought that's lasted for several years. While drought is increasing worry in the northeast, midwest, and south, now extreme rainfall events hitting parts of Kentucky and Mississippi, and a flash flood warning was issued for St. Louis late last week, thanks to rainfall rates of several inches an hour. Drought also expanded in some parts of the southern plains, particularly down in Texas, where the consequences are hitting agriculture and cattle ranching. Drought impacts in Texas range from crop failure to water supply problems. The only improvement in the monitor came from heavy rains in the Texas panhandle, as well as parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, northern Mississippi, and parts of Tennessee. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
A pond on your property has many benefits. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. When you're building a new pond, location is everything. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond. The other thing you might have is you might have a lot of fertilizer or agricultural runoff in the watershed, which can cause aquatic weed problems.
Soil composition is another significant factor, so he recommends having a soil survey done.
We rate soils based on how much water they can hold. And so they're rated in hydrologic groups A through D. So you want to kind of figure out what sort of infiltration rate you have. Because if it's too porous, if you try to make a pond that just has a bunch of rocks as the base of it, all the water is going to seep out. So you want to make sure there's some good clays that can hold the water in your pond.
Gerken says the orientation of the pond should line up with the watershed where water comes in from uphill and goes downhill out the spillway tube based on natural topography. He also advises having an emergency spillway to get large amounts of water downstream quickly and out of your pond. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about choosing a site for a new pond at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Moving through a Wednesday today for the middle of the week, we're still seeing mostly higher numbers in the grains and the livestock overall. We'll see how we close a little bit later here this afternoon. But it's been pretty steady throughout the day for the grains, especially corn market is hanging in there. September corn up 8¾ cents right now at 6.24¼. December corn up 5¾ cents to 6.19¾. In the wheat market, September KC wheat was up 22½ cents to 8.74¼. December up by 20¼ cents to 8.78½. Over on the soybean market, mostly higher numbers here moving through the Wednesday. August beans up 10¾ cents to 17.04 even. September's up 12½ cents to 15¾¼. In the meal market, August soybean meals up $1.70 to 5.15¢. With September up $1.50 to 4.50¢. And the soybean oil for August is in the green at $1.75. Sitting at 71.44. Cotton market seeing some decent gains throughout the day today. October cotton right now is sitting up $3.12 to 107.66. December up 239 at 101.46. The oats market is lingering slightly lower right now, with September oats down 5 pennies to 435 even a bushel. Real quick in the livestock market, we're seeing still mostly higher numbers here for the cattle and the lean hogs overall. August live cattle sitting up $1.15 at 139.12. October up $1.12 to 144.30. In the feeder cattle market, August in the green $1.65 at 180.45, and September up $2.05 at 184.55. Lean hog market, a little bit of green here, with August up by 15 cents at 122.35. US dollar index today mostly lower, and some big hits here. September index is down $1.40 in the red at 104.85. We have 30-year bonds down just slightly right now, sitting at 142.10, and the 10-year notes in the green by about a quarter of a point, sitting at 120.
Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty Eck Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty Eck Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty Eck Ford today or start online at RustyEckFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty Eck Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford.
Spring and early summer isn't the only time that producers should be thinking about fly control methods for their cattle. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff reminds producers that now's the time to consider switching up methods. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett.
When I talk about cattle flies, pasture-based operations, we're really concerned about horn flies. They're the blood-feeding parasite that we find on the backs of cattle. Go out during the heat of the day, and we'll see those flies up over the withers. But they're voracious blood feeders, and they really cause a big production loss in our cow herds. So those horn flies are what really we battle most. And usually, early season, we might use insecticide-impregnated ear tags. Might use different types of porons or things like that just prior to turnout. But here we are several months later. Even some of our best insecticide ear tags really only have duration of efficacy for 5 months, right? If we're lucky. If you put them in April, we're about due that they're going to lose efficacy. So right now we have another big population pop, so to speak, of horn flies. We have the prime conditions. We've been out in those pastures for several months. Well, now it's time to shake it up if we're going to control these parasites and decrease the impact that they're having on our herds.
Tarpoff advises producers that pregnancy checks might be a prime opportunity to switch out fly control methods.
Let's say if you're going to have pregnancy check, that's a prime time, remove those ear tags. Okay, the ear tags that you put in April or May, time to remove them, and we're going to switch it up. The reason why we want to remove those ear tags is the amount of insecticide never actually goes away. It decreases the amount, but it's still inside that tag. And once we no longer have efficacy, the issue that we run into is we have a sublethal dose of that insecticide that is exposing all of those flies. So that means we are breeding resistance. So in order to curb that resistance, we need to remove that ear tag and we might switch things up.
He reminds producers that changing methods and insecticide classes for successfully keeping fly populations controlled.
When we do that, usually we're going for sprays, pour-ons, spot-ons. We're gonna switch up the method, but also the class of insecticide. So the three main classes of insecticide are pyrethrins, organophosphate, and then the macrocytic lactones. Now, whatever fly tag you might have used early season, so say you had a pyrethrin ear tag. Well, right now, we cut that ear tag out. We probably have some pyrethrin resistance floating through that. So if we're going to come back with a spray, we actually do need to switch in product class, the insecticide class, to probably an organophosphate or a macrocytic lactone. And that really will reduce the population. We can zap that population before they go dormant this upcoming winter.
On the importance of changing methods and insecticide classes of fly control with cattle, that was K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Ah, traffic.
Right.
This wagon commute is killing me. Mm. You mind if I turn on your old radio?
Oh, this song again. I swear they play the same three chants on every station.
At this rate, it's going to take a fortnight to get to work.
Well, just be glad you don't need to fill up. I mean, have you seen the price of hay?
Mm-hmm.
Throughout history, people have always hated to commute. That's why Monster lets you search work from home jobs. Find your job at monster.com or download the app.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.